Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, we're just going to briefly look at just an awesome story of Philip the evangelist. Acts chapter 8. Philip was an evangelist. He was known as an evangelist. He had a calling of God, if you will, a fivefold ministry, if you've ever heard of that term, that there are certain people that have certain giftings, certain passions that God anoints to do special tasks. And in Acts chapter 8, we see the church, the early church, literally in action. We see them acting and doing what God has called them to do. Verse 26 is what we're going to start with this morning. It says, "Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. And so he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch, a great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury, and had come to Jerusalem to worship. He was returning and sitting in his chariot, and he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, Go near and overtake this chariot. So Philip ran to him, heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, Do you understand what you're reading? And he said, How can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. And the place in the scripture which he read was thus, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent. So he opened not his mouth, and in his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of who does the prophet say this? Of himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture preached, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus. That's 30 miles away. And passing through, he preached in all the cities he came to in Caesarea. This is an amazing story. There's so many aspects to this story. But a couple that I believe will be of encouragement to you this morning as we go out into the harvest field that I just want to call your attention to. Just a couple of points that we're going to look at in this passage. First of all, I want you to realize that, that Philip obviously was staying tuned in to the Lord. That is a principle all of us as disciples should have. Staying tuned in to what he says. Staying tuned in. Listening to Brian's testimony on how God led him, his journey, it sounded to me like he was staying tuned in. Yeah. You know, even though he was dealing with his own health issue and he was binge watching, God, that just sometimes those gentle promptings that we think are just natural, we think they're just like, oh, that's just, I'm just interested in that. Sometimes they're not always natural, but they're actually supernatural. Some of the interests that you have in life that God is drawing you to, your hobbies, those sometimes are God drawing you into something. What are you going to do with that? Are you just going to use it for your own enjoyment? Or are you going to use it for something else greater than yourself? You know, it could be that you have that kind of hobby. But one of the things that just kind of stuck out at me in the scripture is Philip stayed tuned in. Say, stay tuned in.
Stay tuned in.
Okay, that means that he obviously was fellowshipping with the Lord. The second thing I noticed is that Philip was quick to act. Say, quick to act.
Quick to act.
You know, sometimes if you're like me, you tend to lay back a little bit. And God might be wanting you to go forward a little bit quicker. And one of the things is the reason why we lay back, I can tell you how why I lay back sometimes, is because I'm still trying to figure it out. You don't always need to figure it out. Notice Philip didn't say, well, why are you sending me down to a desert? There's nobody in the desert. But see, God knows something better. He knows the end from the beginning, and he knew that he needed somebody to go talk to this Ethiopian ruler. So one of the second things I want to tell you, number one, stay hooked up. Number two, or you know, stay tuned up, tuned in, if you will. The second thing is be quick to obey when you hear that prompting. Be quick to obey. Be quick to obey. And Philip went down out of his way. And the thing that kind of really stuck out at me is that he goes out of his way. And even sometimes when God is directing us, he might be directing us what doesn't even make sense. You know, notice that it said that he was to go alongside. In fact, the word there is join this chariot. In the Greek language, that whole concept of join this chariot means to keep company. Keep company. In other words, to cleave, to reflexively to stick with something. So when we look at that and says, join this chariot, he's really saying, go walk alongside that person just for a moment. Walk alongside them. And I'm going to say this. Sometimes we, in the body of Christ, sometimes we need to sit with people in their pain. Sit with people in their difficulty. You know, this Ethiopian eunuch, he was searching, obviously. He had gone to worship God, now he's on his way home. But he's reading, he's searching. There are people who are ripe in this harvest that are searching. And God is calling us to walk alongside them. To walk alongside them. In fact, the word there, when it talks about, actually talks about sticking and gluing somebody together. God may put somebody in your life, in your path, that doesn't know the Lord, but that you are supposed to kind of stick with them and walk through their pain and their journey until they get to the other side. Amen? And then the other thing that I noticed is that Philip actually ran. He ran. And so I looked up, and it's prostreko. It means to run to something. It means to run to something. C.T. Studd said this, some people want to live within the sound of chapel bells, but I want to run a mission a yard from the gate of hell. Our passion for the gospel must equate with our action for the gospel. And I believe every one of us that's participated, this is a church-wide outreach. And that's the reason why every hand is on deck. Because it's harvest time. And so I want to encourage you today that as you have been staying hooked up, we've been praying for the harvest, right? We've been praying for the open door. We've been praying for the open our mouths and open their hearts to what we say. That has been our prayer since September. That has been what we have been on as a church family. There has been a focus. There has been a unity. When Pastor Christine was preaching a couple weeks ago, she talked about we want to go where the Spirit of God tells us to go. Notice that Philip was directed by the Spirit of God to go into a certain place, even though it seemed like a desert, even though it seemed like going exactly the opposite way. But here's the thing. When God speaks and puts his hand on something, things happen. And we saw that in Brian's testimony. Things happen. Things happen. God's opening up doors. A secular TV person that was behind the scenes told him, I can't help but think that God is going to do something supernatural. God does things like that when we are hooked up and we are quick to obey. And we are quick to run to the harvest field. That's what we're doing today. And we're believing God for 100 kids. Can you say 100 kids? 100 kids to come through, hear the gospel, be introduced to us. Listen, some will come to church here, some won't. But we're going to keep preaching the gospel because it's not just about how many people come to the church. We're believing God that they will. But we're also believing that those that maybe not from around here will go back into their churches. There is enough life in God to cause every church in this entire county and region to stay aflame with the Holy Spirit and God's power and God's fire. We're believing God for a revival, and we're stepping into it. We're doing our part, running to that chariot. Let's stand to our feet right now. Let's believe God together today. I know it's been an abbreviated service today. We're giving you time so that you can be set up and ready. One of the assignments I want to give you is that you would pray with one of your car mates. What I mean by that is somebody who is stationed right next to you, that you would pray. Those of you that are watching online and you're not able to come here for whatever reason, we're asking you that between 1 and 3 and maybe even before, that you would pray for us and pray that God would draw in the people. Yes. We have done advertising. We've done the natural. Now God's got to do the supernatural. We've done the natural. God's got to do the supernatural, because when the natural and the supernatural come together, they make the explosive force for God. And we're stepping into it today and believing God for it today. We're believing God that every presentation, from the ukuleles to the puppets, that and to the forged in fire, that there would be conversations. See, conversations. God sent Philip to reach one. God will have you open your mouth to reach one. I'm reminded this morning of the story of, what was the gentleman's name we were sharing?
Edward Kimball.
Edward Kimball was a shoemaker who had three boys in his Sunday school class. One of those boys was D.L. Moody. So when you look around and you say, what am I doing? I'm hitting something with, you know, making something with metal. I'm passing out a piece of candy. You don't know who you're talking to. Mm. Just like Reverend Brian. I'm going to call him Reverend Brian. He's ordained, right? Amen. Reverend Brian, he said, Barnabas saw the potential in Saul. Everyone that you meet today could be one of those. Amen. So keep that in mind. Amen. 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 Praise God. Let's lift our hands. Let's thank God for our time today. Let's